TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, June 19th, also Juneteenth, which more and more has become a holiday recognized by businesses and corporations and individuals all across the country. And I know there are many people who are out of their regular routines today because it is a federal holiday. But it's important because it was on this date in 1865 that finally, for the people of Texas who were living as slaves, they were set free. The army arrived on scene. It had been a law in the United States for a couple years at that point, the Emancipation Proclamation. But Texas needed some extra help, if you will. And so this date is not only one that represents so much to our history and for our history, but also was the start of something so much bigger. I think, too, in light of all the tributes for Willie Mays as he passes away and baseball honors him, remembers him, and gets ready to play a game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, which was Willie's first home as a baseball player. 17 years old, he played in the Negro Leagues for the Birmingham Black Barons. And because he was still in high school, he played on weekends and he traveled with the team during the summer. And coming up in, actually it's tomorrow, so I was thinking about it Tuesday night when we started talking about it, but coming up on Thursday at Rickwood Field, which is the nation's oldest professional ballpark. They still do minor league games and other events there. The Negro Leagues will be in the spotlight, and the stars who came from those leagues, including Willie Mays, will be honored. Now, Willie and his family, they'd already indicated he couldn't be there even before he passed away. But his son released a statement through the Giants, San Francisco Giants, indicating that his dad had passed away peacefully among loved ones. He was the 10th black player to reach the major leagues. And they'll honor him at a legendary ballpark that is known for not just its history, but its traditions and that era when the two leagues, the two colors were separated. So I think even more powerful on this Juneteenth different tributes that will pour in for Willie. He transcended any limitations that were placed on him. He transcended the sport of baseball. An ambassador, still one of the faces of baseball, even in 2024. People loved him, not just for what he could do on the field, but for who he was off the field. The smile, the charisma, the joy, the connection. We've had people share their stories about shaking his hand, which I've heard was quite the experience. People talk about seeing him when they were 10 years old. Still, today's generation of baseball players considers him one of the greatest ever. And man, the footage, mostly in black and white, again, can't completely do it justice. But a Hall of Famer who, no doubt, even though he wasn't Jackie Robinson, still in the 1950s, would have been subjected to discrimination and prejudice, all manner of nasty vitriol from people who didn't want him there because of the color of his skin. Didn't matter who he was or how good he was at the game. Unfortunately, it was something that I would say most, if not all, players who made it to the majors from the Negro Leagues had to deal with. So in addition to everything else, being a teenager and then a teenager playing pro baseball, but a 20-year-old who was called up by the New York Giants. We've talked about his story a little bit. Nervous, he said. And yet went out there and continued to blaze that trail. A pioneer in many respects. One of the best home run hitters of all time. Had a .302 career average. Well over 3,000 hits. Top 12 in RBI in Major League history. He was a combination of speed and power, athleticism, and then the catch. That's what it's called now. It's become an element of pop culture. It's been featured in different movies. Over-the-shoulder grab deep in center field in the 1954 World Series. If you didn't see it live, well, you've seen it on video. And if somehow, as a sports fan in the U.S., you never saw it, today's the day. And again, it seems appropriate on Juneteenth, everything that today, as well as this week, means to so many people in the United States, and the fact that it's now been recognized as a federal holiday, I think is significant as we tell the story of Willie Mays and his impact. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up in our next segment, so not even 15 minutes from now, this was pre-planned. We didn't realize that it would be happening on a day when history would be featured. But Russell Baxter, who is a noted historian for the NFL, one of my favorite things about Russ, and he and I are colleagues going back to our previous network, one of the things I love about Russ is not only does he share history, but he does it in such a colorful way. And every single morning, as we get closer to the NFL season, he will release a series of posts on Twix in which he uses, so I'll just read you the ones from this morning. He uses the number of days until the NFL season opener or the number of days until the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. And right now it happens to be 78 days until the 2024 season opener. And he'll go through and he will pick a player who wore that number and highlight it with photos and stats and cool nuggets and nerd alerts, as we like to call them, about that particular player. And he'll do a series of them because a bunch of different guys wore the number 78. Just the wealth of knowledge and information, it's phenomenal. So yes, 78 days till the 2024 season opener, only 43 days until the Hall of Fame game in Canton. Willie Mays is a Hall of Famer. He's a World Series champion. He's a two-time MVP. By the way, served his country in the early 50s when he was drafted into the U.S. Army and then came back after his time away and won an MVP. A dozen gold gloves, 24 All-Star nods, couple of All-Star MVPs, if I'm not mistaken, a Rookie of the Year, and the catch. But more than that, the impact that he had on the people who knew him or the people who played alongside him or encountered him. It's really neat to hear the stories. And as we started the show, I was thinking about how Willie is my standard answer. Willie and Ted Williams, the two athletes I never saw play that I wish I had. People ask me that question a bunch. We're asking you on this edition of After Hours. So you can find us on our Facebook page, some great names there, and also on our show, Twix, at Amy After Hours. And again, Russ will join us coming up in just a few minutes. John Miller, who's the longtime play-by-play announcer for the San Francisco Giants, made the announcement last night when the news broke.
We are very sad now to relay this information that has just been released by the Giants, that the great Willie Mays has passed away. He passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93. As the Giants come to bat here in the fifth inning with Jorge Soler, then Nick Ahmed and Yastrzemski. The Giants release said, "It is with great sadness that we announce that Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon." Michael Mays, Willie's son, quoted as saying, "My father has passed away peacefully and among loved ones. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my broken heart."
I was really lucky, fortunate. I've said this before. You know, in this game here allows you to meet some tremendous players and people, and I get to spend a lot of time with Willie in my tenure up there, and sad day, but you know, he was a guy I talked to a lot, and we talked baseball. He had a little office right by mine up there, and so I was fortunate to be able to spend a lot of time with that man. And of course, what a legend he is. Could be one of, you know, could be the best, greatest player of all time. That's how good he was, you know, with some of those greats.
The voice of Bruce Bochy. And the reason I asked Jay to find that audio is I knew he would be asked about Willie Mays. Now, of course, the manager of the World Series champion Rangers, came out of retirement, but spent a good chunk of his career in the Bay Area with the Giants. And he was there as Barry Bonds was pursuing the all-time home run record. And if you don't know, Willie Mays was the godfather of Barry Bonds and their family. Willie is, well, I remember Willie always being around that whole summer, and really a couple of summers there when Barry was pursuing the home run records and got toward the end of his career. And all these games, these moments, these at-bats, they were on TV because of his pursuit of history, whether or not you believe it's tainted. But Willie Mays was always around. Not only is he beloved by the Giants, that was his organization for most of his career, but also because of his connection to Barry, he was there all the time. And it was really neat to see their relationship. So to have that memory from Bruce Bochy, I thought was significant because he saw Willie in a different way, right, than a lot of fans saw him, whether it be on TV or after the fact as an ambassador for baseball. They also made the announcement at Rickwood Field, where they will hold that big, well, it's a big event now, going to have a different tone, but still can be a memorial for Willie Mays. And I can imagine, similar to a funeral, where oftentimes there's support and encouragement from other people who loved the person that you lost. I hope it's the same here. So many people who recognize not just the impact of Willie, but were friends with him and understood who he was away from the game. It'll be an opportunity for them to get together, not only to honor him, but just to share stories of him. Can you imagine, man, the type of memories and stories that will be shared there behind closed doors will be amazing, but I'm sure we'll get some of those publicly as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Pedro Martinez, He is now an analyst on TBS, and this is one of the greatest pitchers of all time, and yet still starstruck when he knew he had the opportunity to meet Willie.
The first time I met him, I couldn't wait to get there just to see him in person because I heard so much, I've read so much, I've seen the documentaries, I've seen every video out there, and that name, and just like Bob said, right along with Hank Aaron and some of those big names, are the essence of baseball.
Terrible, terrible news. You know, I was a big Willie Mays fan. You know, what he meant to the game, what he meant to, you know, California, all the Giants fans out there, you know, especially me growing up, you know, he wanted to play like Willie and, you know, make those catches that he did. The numbers he put out on the field and what he did are impressive, but, you know, him as a person, him as a human being was even bigger. He's a bigger... He was bigger than baseball, man. He was something special, and you know the baseball world is definitely going to be missing a great one.
The voice of Aaron Judge, and it's a loose comparison, so no one at me. First of all, Aaron's charisma, his personality, his smile, all of those make him, if not the face of baseball, at least one of the most recognizable faces of the game today. He loves center field. To see him roam center field is pretty incredible. He's a damn good defender. Despite his size, he can move and he tracks down fly balls. I enjoy watching him play defense as much as I do enjoy watching him smash a baseball. Has the power right now, hitting for average. And I think has that larger than life shadow that he casts. People show up at the ballpark to see Aaron play. And that's the case with Willie, or was the case with Willie. So the combination, again, I've only seen videos. I didn't have the chance to see him live, but the combination of speed and power and consistency and athleticism. But more than that, stats can tell part of the story. They can't tell the true impact. That's what you're going to get over the course of this week, as well as the rest of this season, as more and more people want to talk about their interactions with him or their experience in meeting, knowing him, even playing with him, which is pretty incredible. Who are the athletes that you wish you'd seen live? Lots of great names on both our Facebook page as well as Twix. So at Amy After Hours there. And then also you can check out the thread on our page. Coming up, he's an NFL historian, but certainly understands the impact that the players have who've come before. Russell Baxter will join us next. It's after.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on.
Even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I couldn't imagine a more perfect morning to welcome our guest, our next guest, one of our favorite guests, back to the show. I think that producer Jay had reached out to him earlier, but wow, we found out Russell Baxter actually takes vacation. But he is a football historian that I've known for years. We were colleagues going back to a previous life and a previous network. And on this morning, as we're focusing on history, and as I'm lamenting the fact that I did not get to see Willie Mays play other than grainy black and white videos, Russell is the perfect guy to join us. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Me, Amy. How you been?
I'm good. You know, got married and all, finally. Better late than never.
Congratulations. I had no idea. That's tremendous. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I love your history and your perspective on history. And I was just describing to the listening audience this amazing service that you do on Twitter where you take the number of days until the NFL kicks off or the number of days until the Hall of Fame game and you highlight athletes who had incredible careers with what we call nerd alerts, you know, just nuggets of information that really they make me giddy because I'm a history buff. Willie Mays, he had such an impact on history that you could ask 100 people and they'd have 100 different perspectives or stories. So what about you?
Well, I mean, for a long time, I mean, I caught him probably in the middle of his career. I mean, I was born in 1959. I know he ended with the Mets, but as I was just telling your producer, you know, he was in the topic always. And you'll hear it a lot today of the greatest overall baseball player in history. And obviously those discussions are subjective, but he could hit. He could hit for power. He could run. You know, I'm in the over-the-shoulder catch. And my favorite, Willie Mays, which more strikes me toward my age and so on, is, and I was just describing this to your producer, Candlestick Park, long fly ball to pretty much deep center. Bobby Bonds was the right fielder, Barry's father. Both go up for the ball at the same time. Willie outleaps him. And if you go on my account, Backs Football Guru, shameless plug, I put the video up there. NBC Game of the Week with Kirk Gowdy and Tony Kubek, I believe, maybe even Joe Garagiola. Just an amazing catch and in some ways routine for him. And, you know, when you hear the words Willie Mays, you just think baseball and you think greatness. Mm. And, you know, 93 years old, God bless him, and so on. And I would say between him and Roberto Clemente, that was really my baseball of my youth.
I love that. We actually had a call from a gentleman earlier who said that when he was 10 years old, his dad took him to Wrigley Field because he was a Chicago kid, and right. He couldn't understand. He had to ask his dad, they were playing the Giants, why is everyone standing up and clapping for a guy from the other team? And I mean, that was really the impact, is people showed up at a stadium to see him play. And I know even as we transition to football, that's generally reserved for quarterbacks or some of the great wide receivers, maybe a defender. There are very few guys that you could say, hey, that's the reason why people show up. And we see it now with Aaron Judge. We see it with Shohei Ohtani. But that was Willie Mays.
Oh, yeah. The reverence toward him was amazing because he had such a joy watching him play. I mean, he always seemed to be smiling. And I think people just gravitate toward that. Somebody who, I'm a person who roots for people. I want everybody in life to do what they want for a living and don't consider it work. And that's how I feel about myself. You talked about the nerd alert and the countdowns and stuff like that. Is that really work? I mean, let's be honest here. Okay. It's a lot of fun to do, but I'm talking about a kid's game. That's all. And Willie Mays just always seemed like he enjoyed what he was doing, and he was so damn good at it.
Mm. Made it look easy. That's a great compliment that people give him. Russell Baxter is with us, and he's got a ton of affiliations. He and I go way back to our previous network, but always writing about the NFL, promoting the NFL through its history for Fansided and NFL Spin Zone. And as he says, you can find him on Twix at Bax Football. Yeah, well, I refuse to just be the shill who starts calling it something else after all these years. So I guess I'm just being a contrarian. But thank you. So we're asking our listeners this morning, who is an athlete? Doesn't matter which sport, that you wish you'd seen play live. And honestly, Willie Mays, Ted Williams are my two answers to this question whenever I'm asked. So what about you? Whether it's football or another sport, who's an athlete you wish you had seen play when he or she was actually dominating?
Oh, that's a really – well, I think it would have to be Jim Brown, okay? I mean, Jim Brown played for 9 years, ran for – 12,000 yards in 9 years.
Wow.
I was much too young to appreciate anything. My first football game that I remember watching on television was Super Bowl IV, which was, 2 years ago. The Vikings and the Chiefs and when New Orleans had Tulane Stadium and it was full of grass and the Chiefs beat up Joe Capp, and the people more know Joe Capp now from the longest yard than they do as a Minnesota Vikings quarterback. But Jim Brown was a little before that. But the video is just mesmerizing to watch him. Power, speed, we all know about his prowess as a lacrosse player as well. But, I mean, to do what he did and basically just run amok through anybody and did it so effortlessly and so on. I wish I'd been able to. The closest I got to somebody like that, and trust me, I got to see this guy's whole career. I actually, when I was freelancing for ESPN at the very beginning of my career there, I got a chance to meet Earl Campbell and Bum Phillips. Actually, it was the day that Earl went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame because one of our producers had done a piece on him and so on. Earl Campbell was, I loved watching him play. That's a big guy who just ran over people. And eventually it cost him because they just ran him into the ground and so on. But to answer your question, I would say Jim Brown.
Who I know, of course, because of my affiliation with Syracuse. He's a legend at Syracuse and also with the Cleveland Browns when he was drafted back in 1957. So, yeah, that's another great answer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Russell Baxter. I know that you have, well, I don't know how many times you've been for the Hall of Fame game, but I know that you make this an annual thing. And it's something that I love hearing your stories about it. Why are visits to the Hall of Fame so important, even as we're talking about history?
Well, the very first year I went, and it was funny you said that too, because I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I've been going so often that I usually get my credentials done within 24 hours. Because they know I'm going to the game. They know I'm going to the jacket ceremony, which is stirring. And obviously the enshrinement ceremonies, which is now on, it's like Saturday afternoon. The Hall of Fame has evolved over the years in the way they do things and so on. Amy, my very first year was 1989. Terry Bradshaw, Mel Blunt, Art Shell, Willie Wood.
Wow.
At that time, the ceremony was held on the steps at the hall in the late morning. You maybe get a bunch of wooden chairs. People sat up on the wall, maybe 400 people. Hall of Fame game was 2:30 in the afternoon. First one I went to was Bills Redskins. And then I've been pretty much going every year since then. This is like my 34th or 35th ceremony that I will be attending. And I've gotten to know a number of the voters over the years. It is important because as the game evolves and the game changes, and, you know, you have these discussions slash arguments slash debates with people and so on who talk about, well, the league only had this many teams and the league only had that many teams. I don't know about you. Do you know any startup businesses that just hit the ground running with everything? Understanding how the game used to be played and understanding what the men who played in the early years sacrificed in to a degree, it, to me, is very, very important. And I love – one of my favorite things, and maybe it's selfishly, is when I do these countdowns and there are players who respond.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
So I get – and I've also been around – enough that I, like today we did 43 days until the Hall of Fame game, which you have a favorite 43?
Huh. I'd have to think about that, actually. I'm not sure that I do.
I didn't do that to put you on the spot.
And no, it's okay. I have a favorite 33. Can you get back to me in 10 days?
I'll be happy to come back with you on here. In 78 days until the season opener. Now, I was fortunate enough at the network to work with both Jackie Slater and Anthony Munoz. And a couple of years ago when I was back at the hall for the photo ceremony in the morning, I ran into Jackie. I've also run into players who I've tweeted out their number, and I've met them for the first time. James Lofton last year, I got a chance to for number 80. And a lot of these guys follow me on Twitter.
That's awesome.
But enough that they appreciate it and so on. And I've got guys who were the modern era, and I'll shout them out right now. Randy Cross and Blaine Bishop, who will almost retweet what I do every day. Hmm. And it's so appreciated because the reason I do it is to show my appreciation for what they've done.
Russell, I just saw this, and I'm really excited about it because, again, history buff, and I feel like I've missed so much. Not to mention, it's impossible to preserve all of the history, right? In a radio show, even 20 hours a week, there's so much that we can't get to. So I love to read about history, and you've started a five-part series about 50 years ago in the NFL. Is this new? Because I don't recall seeing it on your social before.
This is something I did new, and I just, you know, racking what's little left of my brain. I said, well, let's go, let's just do 50, because obviously I have a big passion for history. So I'm thinking about 1974. That was the year the Dolphins got knocked out by the Raiders in the Sea of Hands game. It was also the year the Steelers dynasty began. And I said, well, maybe I can come up with five things per. So this one was fun to do because it takes me back to when I was in high school and so on. The Patriots had an amazing running back named Mac Heron, who was like 5'5", 170 pounds, and I'm not under exaggerating. And in 74, he had 2,444 combined total yards. Okay, which was an NFL record for all of 1 year before Terry Metcalf, who is Eric Metcalf's father, for the St. Louis Cardinals. 1974, and you'll like this because you're a Broncos fan. The irony of ironies, in 1974, the NFL finally began regular season overtime.
What?
And in 1974, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos played to 35-35 after four quarters. And the new system worked so well, the game wound up ending in a tie anyway. So the very first regular season overtime game, which they were hoping to break ties, ended in a tie, which I think is hysterical. And then the other one in 74 was the advent of the St. Louis Cardinals winning the NFC East. I'm sure some people remember they were in the NFC East. But they were led by a guy who went in the Hall of Fame last year, Don Coryell, brilliant offensive mind. Great years with the Chargers as well and so on. So the next one up is 40 years. So that's 1984. And I think any Miami Dolphin fan will remember where I'm going in 1984, which was the amazing second season of Dan Marino, which some people will still consider the greatest season by a quarterback ever.
Mm. It's a really cool concept. And for a guy who's done this for so long, I love that you're keeping it fresh and diving into something new. So you can find it on Russell's Twitter, at Bax, B-A-X, football guru. It's the first of a five-part series. It's out already. People are flocking to it to read it. And it's NFL history. So 50 years ago, this season, 74. 84 is coming up. You know, my nieces tell me all the time, Auntie Amy, the 80s and 90s are back. So I tell them you're welcome. And that'll appeal to a lot of people in the sports world. Russ, right. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your perspective and your memories.
Oh, and thank you. And now I'm expecting a call in 10 days for number 33.
Number 33, let's go. Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome, Amy.
Good to hear from him. And we put him on the spot there with Willie Mays, but ready with an answer and also some of the history for the NFL that has changed so much now. And, you know, one of the reasons why I love, love, love interacting with Hall of Famers, we do it a couple times a year during the NFL season. And then also when we get to the site of the Super Bowl, Radio Row, courtesy of our friends at Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, who partner with the Hall of Famers for the Gridiron Greats. It's amazing because their perspective is so different. And their version of the game, in many cases, thinking back to eras where we didn't have the same rules and we didn't have the same money. And gosh, some of them had other jobs in addition to being football players and being football Hall of Famers. It's impossible for us to understand it unless we hear it from them. And even then, you know, it's the stories that are so captivating. So I love that. And yes, we'll definitely have to have Russ on again soon. All right, coming up, who are the athletes that you wish you'd seen live? Your answers are tremendous on both Twix at Amy After Hours and our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the 0-2. Oh, it hit him. Hit him right on the left arm, that front arm for Aaron Judge, and he's in some pain. He wears that guard just above the elbow. I thought for a second it caught it, but the way he's reacting to that pain, you'd imagine it didn't get much of it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Yankees radio network, a moment that caused great fear in all of Yankees Nation, even as they're taking on their top competitors in the American League East, a series with the Baltimore Orioles. So here's Aaron Judge, who right now is working on MVP-type season. He's healthy, which is the most important thing, and he gets, I was going to say plunked, but it was not a plunk. It was more like a smash on his hand from a pitch that comes up and in, and he was removed from the game then in the fourth inning against the O's. Now, the Yankees went on to beat the Orioles. I think the final score was 4-2, and it was one of those grind-out games, but of course, the big concern is for Aaron Judge.
Feeling better after we got some good news.
What was that good news?
Just x-ray, CT scans come back negative, so we're in a good spot. Big relief, you know, just being hit there before a couple years ago and breaking the wrist, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, finding out that it's not fractured, not broken is definitely a sign of relief.
Obviously, I never like any of our players getting hit, and then and Judge's as tough as they come, you know. So, you know, hearing that he was grimacing a little bit and in some pain, you know, then obviously your concern level jumps. So, and then obviously coming out of the game.
Yeah, could you imagine the heart rate of Aaron Boone, not to mention some of the other Yankees? Again, to have him healthy and have him healthy through an entire season is something they haven't had the luxury of too much in his career, but they just gave him that huge contract. Remember, he missed a good portion of last season. And so here he is, and he's producing, and the Yankees have the best record in baseball. And so this would be disastrous for them. But he went to the hospital. He got tests on the hand. He went back to the ballpark, and the x-rays, the CT scan were both negative. No broken bones. He's still listed right now as day-to-day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We do have, let's see, looking at the schedule, we have another game, of course, between the two, a night game that begins at the Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, 7 o'clock Eastern time. So here's an opportunity for the Orioles, right, to be able to make up some ground if possible. I mean, it's so early. It's way, way, way too early to be scoreboard watching. But I know, again, the Aaron Judge piece is so significant, and his production they can't do without, especially considering they've got other guys in their lineup that aren't producing. For them to be setting the pace now in the American League with the 51 wins and even to have overtaken the Phillies for now as best record in baseball is a big deal considering what happened last year. As I read through some of your posts on both Facebook and Twix, I love the fact that your answers come from anywhere and everywhere. The fact that many of you have answered with some of the baseball greats from when it was truly America's pastime, I think that appeals to me because those are the athletes I wish I had seen. I know I tease Jay sometimes, but other young people, my students at Syracuse, even some of the young women that I mentor in the broadcast business, oh, you sad sap. You never got to see Michael Jordan play. You never got to see Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
That was my answer, actually. Magic Johnson.
Which one? Magic Johnson? Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. You never got to see Jerry Rice or Joe Montana. For me, John Elway, I can't imagine not seeing him play. He's one of the reasons that I fell in love with the NFL. Wayne Gretzky, for heaven's sakes, Connor McDavid is compared to Wayne Gretzky all the time, but I got a chance to see him play over the course of his legendary career. I mean, even if we're talking about tennis, just the fact that there's so many people who never saw John McEnroe play at his height, or for me, all-time favorite female athlete, Steffi Graf. There's just so many generations that produce their own stars. But yes, I feel the way that you do, like a sad sap who never got to see Willie Mays play. And so I appreciate a lot of your answers. And again, you can check them out on our social media. Jim is in Charlotte and tells producer Che that he had a personal encounter with Willie Mays.
Yeah, I got to know Willie pretty good. I was doing sports at KGO in San Francisco in the late 70s and early 80s.
Wow.
And I was always making fun of him, and we always talked about golf. And I said, we got about the same handicap. Why don't we get together? And he said, well, why don't you come down to Atherton? And that was his course, his play. And he said, we're going to play for something. I said, okay. And so I got there, and I said, well, how about five in the front, five in the back, five in the for the 18? He said, how about 50? He said, "How about 50? And we pay cash on the head, right when we're over. When we're done, we pay right away." I couldn't believe he was so adamant about the money. And so we played, and he beat me. And we had about the same handicap, but he did beat me. You got to see him swing a golf club. I mean, my God, it was like a baseball. And so he won 50, and he said, "Let's go inside and have something to eat in the clubhouse." And so he goes to his trunk of his car, takes his shirt off, and I swear to God, I mean, he looked like a Greek god. He looked like he'd been lifting weights his entire life, and to the best of my knowledge, he never lifted one weight in his life. He had the most amazing physique you've ever seen on a man. And he was 18 years older than me at the time. Hmm. So anyway, I lost 50, and I got to know Willie, and he had me over to his house at a time or two. And so I got to know him pretty good. He was a hell of a man, and by my records, the best player that ever lived.
Hmm. So in person, a couple of words that you would describe him when he was away from the spotlight and away from the baseball field.
He listened to everything you said. He listened to everything you said, and he responded to everything you said. He was mentally so sharp. He was a great guy. He really and truly was. And everything that's said about him, you don't hear anything bad said about
that's
Willie.
That's right.
Mays.
That's right.
No one has any trash on Willie. Mm-mm. Nobody.
That is so true. Great point, Jim. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Wow, what about that? A round of golf with Willie and some dinners with Willie. And he mentioned he worked in the Bay Area in radio. So I appreciate him sharing that perspective. And he's right. When was the last time that you heard anything negative said about Willie Mays? Ever? Has anyone ever said anything bad about the guy? Nah, he was a trailblazer. He was a pioneer. He was joyful. He was warm. He was generous. His personality was one that attracted people, and that transcends not just the game, but generations. He'll be remembered, of course, more and more today and this week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.